Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Roman Reigns taking a significant break. Tony Khan comments on Goldberg's free agency. And who is getting called up to the main roster post-WrestleMania? We'll talk about it for Wednesday, March the 22nd, 2023. My name is Tom Campbell, and this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Gotta wake up without these titles that mean the most in our world. And when that happens, here's what else happens. Jay is gonna leave you. And then Jimmy will leave you too. So no Usos, guess what happens then? Solo, who you've been glaring at me all night. Let me tell you something that I had to find out when I was a second generation flanked by the champion. You think you're ready, you're not ready. Solo leaves you too. And when Solo leaves you, this man, well, he becomes an advocate again. So there you'll be, a man without a family, a Roman with no more reigns, a chief without a tribe.
Powerful words by Cody Rhodes from Raw on Monday night. And Roman's reaction said quite a lot, which makes today's lead story quite an interesting one. Roman Reigns looking to take a significant break from WWE. This comes from WrestleVotes, who told Give Me Sport that Roman is indeed expected to take an extended hiatus from the company after WrestleMania. It's believed that Roman may not be back in WWE until SummerSlam at the earliest. Now, we've talked for a while about how Roman Reigns' contract has changed. It's a much more relaxed one. It's a lighter schedule than the one he worked many years before. And I guess a caveat to that is, after this phenomenal reign as WWE Universal Champion, he's going to take a long bit of time off to explore other avenues, spend time with his family, however he chooses to spend it. Now, the key wording here was after WrestleMania. However, WrestleVotes have followed up this report with a tweet that says, adding to this, I am told this is contingent on if/when Reigns eventually loses the titles. As of now, those plans are not certain. Obviously, there's been a strong push creatively to have Cody Rhodes, quote, finish the story at WrestleMania and become the new undisputed WWE Universal Champion. However, according to WrestleVotes and other sources, the finish to that match has yet to be decided by WWE creative. We still don't know, with just over a week to go, how WrestleMania is going to end. Will it be another major milestone win for Roman Reigns, or will Cody finish the story? If the latter happens, don't expect to see much from Roman Reigns in the weeks and the months to come, as it's being reported that as soon as he drops the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship, he is going to take himself a very long break, presumably on the Island of Relevancy, one would think.
Holy
Energy to the ring!
Second time this week, we're talking about Bill Goldberg and his future plans. So Bill Goldberg is a free agent. WWE, his contract with them has expired. He can now go and do as and what he wants. He's been very vocal about wanting a retirement match somewhere. You'd have thought WWE, but the other name that came up, of course, was AEW. And in an interview that took place on Bet 98.5, Tony Khan addressed the Goldberg free agency. He said, "I have a lot of respect for Bill. I think Bill Goldberg is a great professional athlete and has a great career in pro wrestling. He's also a very nice person. He's a household name in pro wrestling. So it's interesting to hear that he's a free agent. So that's something to follow. He's one of the biggest names in wrestling and certainly will be something else to keep an eye on for us. Bill is an exceptionally exciting name and one of the biggest names in the sport. Certainly a big thing for us to pay attention to. I would take notice of that. It is interesting." There was some rumor and innuendo back in 2019 that AEW were interested in bringing Goldberg in. Nothing really came of that. But with Bill Goldberg now a free agent and looking to find somewhere to tie off his legendary career, maybe, just maybe, he could do that in All Elite Wrestling. Something to ponder slash fear upon, right?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Last night on NXT, it was all about the road to Stand and Deliver. A few more pieces put in place for their show over WrestleMania weekend. We know that Ava Raine, the daughter of The Rock, WWE's first fourth generation wrestler, is going to make her in-ring debut at Stand and Deliver. She's teaming with Joe Gacy and the Dyad to face Chase U, the winning team taking control of Chase U. The winners will become the heads of the school in sort of tying off that seemingly never-ending feud between Schism and Chase U. Ava was signed to WWE back in 2020, made her TV debut last October as part of Schism. Yet to have a match, that will change at Stand and Deliver. So as well as that multi-person match for control of the school, at Stand and Deliver next Saturday, we've got Bron Breakker defending the NXT title against Carmelo Hayes. Johnny Gargano and Grayson Waller compete in an unsanctioned match. There's going to be a contract signing for said match next week. The NXT Women's Championship on the line in a ladder match. We will see Zoe Stark, Gigi Dolin, Tiffany Stratton, Lyra Valkyria, Roxanne Perez, and one other person to be added to that match for the Women's Championship. The Women's Tag Team titles on the line. Kiana James and Fallon Henley face Alba Fire and Isla Dawn. And the NXT Tag Team titles are up for grabs. Gallus defending against the Creed Brothers and Tony D'Angelo and Stax. There'll also be an NXT North American title match, an open challenge featuring five incredible athletes. So far, JD McDonough, Ilya Dragunov, and as of last night, the newest signing to NXT has accepted that open challenge, that being former ROH star, former AAA World Tag Champion, Dragon Lee. Now, Dragon Lee signed to WWE to much fanfare just around Christmas time, and appeared last night in front of Wesley, asking to be added to the North American title match at Stand and Deliver. Wesley said he'd followed Dragon Lee's career for a long time, was quick to accept the offer, and there is another name, I believe, to be added to that match still, but this will be the first time that we get to see Dragon Lee in an in-ring capacity. Very excited to see how Dragon Lee goes up against the NXT North American division. What a great showing we could have for Dragon Lee next Saturday at Stand and Deliver, part of WrestleMania weekend. But what after WrestleMania? Well, it's being reported today that there are two people from the NXT roster who are very much heading to the main roster in the Raw and SmackDowns after Mania. We don't know where they will land yet, but it has been reported this morning by WRKD. They say two NXT talents slated to be main roster mainstays in the next few months following WrestleMania are Cameron Grimes and Bron Breakker. Now, Bron has been long considered a shoo-in for a main roster push since his very explosive NXT debut. His fast-tracking of the NXT title also shows they had a lot of love for him. Cameron Grimes hasn't been on NXT for several months now, but judging by the new photos that we've seen circulating of Cameron Grimes, he spent the time working on his physique. He looks incredible. Maybe getting ready for a main roster run. According to WRKD, it very much looks like that is happening. Very excited for both heading out of WrestleMania. Check out the Cultaholic podcast feed right now. Andrew Hodkinson caught up with the development team of WWE 2K23. Asked them all about their mindset going into putting the game together. And they talked very openly about the mistakes that were made with 2K20 and how much the community creations help shape what they do. A really fascinating chat with Andrew Hodkinson about WWE 2K23, which is out now. You can get a code to purchase the game in the description of this podcast. In case you missed it, you can catch up on the entire My Rise run that Adam Pacitti did on 2K23. He finished it last night. You can check out all the previous videos and see what the fuss is all about for yourself at youtube.com/Cultaholic. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, of course, you can check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.